All right. After the second Space Jam mashup of the day, this has been Howard Roland, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been an absolute pleasure, as always. And here's one last little parting gift for you, because you know what? 'Tis the season. Enjoy. Thank you.
will be missed, missing you.
Hi.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
This is DJ Lester, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
This is Emily.
Still, we're almost at the end of the semester.
I know.
You still got a real DJ name.
No, not yet. So we'll see. Maybe next week is our last show. So
yeah, we'll end on a high note. Yeah. Welcome to the show today. I guess we're kind of winding down the year, and we're going for kind of a more chill vibe today. I'm going to go on a spiel about this, and I shouldn't. I'll save it for later. It's just about the idea of vibiness, and I was just... I was at a dinner last night where we were talking about art and vibes, and how... like art these days is a lot more like I'm going to butcher
okay.
the concept
and, no worries we all butcher concepts
yeah this is true
on the daily
this is, true. This is where them. Bad discourse comes from but like you know how vibiness is kind of like I'm drawing like a sort of straightish line with my hands
right
and whereas like dynamic stuff is more like up and down and
right.
peaks and valleys
like sine and cosine
yeah I don't, you know, let's put the math in there. Let's okay. do that. I do kind of get that sense. Like, you know how, like, R&B is kind of, well, R&B has always been there, but suddenly, like, is surging in a kind of popularity. Mm. And music is more, like, vibey than like, operatic. Yeah. Anyway, this is just a thought. Anyway, this is...
We could talk more about this as the show goes on, too.
So irrelevant on the tangent, but
what you were saying earlier about how we're like winding down semester, I think this theme is fitting. So our theme today is breakfast in bed.
That's cute.
It is cute.
Yeah,
we're proud of it.
Yeah. So I guess I hope you're listening to this while eating breakfast in bed, or just in bed in general.
Yeah,
bed is good.
Yeah, I've actually been eating breakfast in bed a lot lately. So,
that's so good.
It's really
I
nice.
I need your advice on how to do that better, because I just make it really messy. Anyway, that's it.
Okay,
we'll give you our next song.
Great.
And we hope you enjoy.
Songs you know. Thank you.
the outcome, and I'm not blind. I've been standing right here before, and I do it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And now I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Stories, and I've said these lies.
I ignore what my heart tells me, and I break it every time. I never think I'll lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. That these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on in when I know it's gonna end somehow.
Cause you know it.
Look at one mistake I'm making now.
If you're listening, thank you for tuning in. If you're not listening, then you won't hear this anyway. So.
Okay, so what song did you play second to last?
I played In Quiet Rooms by Ollie MN. And I honestly, we've talked about this. Like, I just do this thing on Spotify where I don't know anything about an artist and I just play their music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is one of those cases.
Did you find out anything about the artist?
No, I did not.
So, That's cool. The mystery's there.
Schooling myself, I guess. But yeah, it's just like one of those things where, well, I did a thing last year where I asked people to make me playlists for my flight home.
Oh.
And yeah, and a few people like made stuff. And so like, I'm still listening to mm-hmm. them, so if you ever make me a playlist, I will listen to it like really hard,
mm-hmm.
like for a year. And we made playlists as roommates. This is, you know,
I still listen to
it. Yeah, me too. And I noticed that you still add to them.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, that's a great Spotify function, collaborative playlist.
Oh yeah, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and we have one for like being chill, and we have another playlist for like, you know, turning it up a notch.
Yeah. No, I definitely...
It's, raising the roof, as they say.
I feel like, to be honest, those are, like, the only two kinds of playlists you need. Because I found that sometimes I'm, like, I'm really in the mood for some more, like, aggressive music. And I'll just, like, play our, like, our room... Is it the 2.0 is the one that's more.
Yeah. And then, like... dancey.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'm, like, 9:30 in bed. And I'm, like... I don't want to like sleep, but I want to listen to some nice quiet music. Aww, and I don't have the energy to like, go through my music, so I just play ours.
Right. But I mean, I feel like you need more than that. But yeah. Also maybe those are like the two, you know, most important modes of life.
That is true.
You're either like low key or you're dancing.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that symbolizes or like summarizes college life very well.
Wow, look at you. That's not my college life. Yeah, I think because of today's theme, I just can't play like a lot of songs that I usually listen to, which is interesting.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of songs I'm gonna be playing today are like kind of similar, like at, like they're gonna be kind of jazzy or like
steady. I do think rhythms. Of you as a breakfast in bed kind of person, like
yeah.
And I mean that like you know you are a comforting presence in my life. That's what I mean. Like you are my breakfast in bed.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, I'm like, a confession on air.
I know. yeah, y'all are witnessing our roommate relationship. Yeah,
this is a lot. Did we have anything specific we wanted to talk about?
Nope. I mean, the last song I played is a great song by a group. Actually, I looked this group up because, like, I feel like once I start liking a song, I'm like more obsessively. Yeah, I'm like, I must know who's behind the music. Mm-hmm. So I just played "Mistakes" by Lake Street Dive, and I played like a specific. YouTube version that I found when they were like playing it live in a studio. But it's really cool. They're like a group of four musicians that actually I think they went to like New England Conservatory, like the dual degree program that Tufts has with it.
Wow.
And their bass player actually did the dual degree program, so she's a Tufts alum. So
wow, shout out.
Yeah, nice. I know,
that's really neat.
Inadvertent jumbo pride.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
All right, okay. What are you playing next, Les?
I'm playing "Astral Plane" by Valerie June, which I heard a long time ago, and then I recently rediscovered, and I really love it. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Is there a light you have inside you can't touch? A looking glass can only show you so much. Follow the signs, slowly but steady, don't rush. The day will come when you're ready, just trust. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, drive me your sea so clear. Is there a way for you to shine out? Sweet pines, great or small.
in touch.
Hello. Hi. So we just played Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. And so the story of how I actually learned about the song, even though it's like a pretty famous older song, was a few weeks or months ago. You know how the weather here has just been like really warm on like some days. And so I think it was like back in October, but it was like a really hot day outside. It was like a Sunday. And I was just in my room just like mulling over my homework, like I have to do this and like that and all this stuff. And then someone, I think like a diagonal from me, one of the houses diagonal from me, just like blasted a bunch of oldies songs, including this one. I was like grooving to it, and I was like, I need to know what this is. Yeah, but I actually really like where I'm living right now, because it's like a lot of just like older folks around me. So in the warmer months, it would be a lot of people like sitting on their porches and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
I think that's especially because like on a college campus, you don't really have that sense of, you know, just people being present in their space. I don't know.
Yeah.
I also just really love the idea of a porch.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of in your own space, but you're also outside. And so, like, in a public sphere with everyone else, and you're all, like, together, mm-hmm. even though you're on your own, like, separate porches, so.
That's, like, very much a motto of my semester, too, I feel, because, like, some of the spots I feel like that I've gravitated towards on campus are those kinds of spots where I am in a public place, but, like, mm-hmm. I'm, like, in this kind of hidden corner in it. Like, for example, the seats oh, I don't know if I want to talk about it now.
No, you should. Actually,
no, I'm kidding. Yeah. But like the seats above Hotung, you know, the like blue chairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love those. I'm like always there.
It's kind of voyeuristic.
Yeah. That is true.
But I definitely feel you. I felt that way a lot about the Preslon. And,
oh, like, being, yeah.
At the top of the Preslon, or just like, because you can be on your own in the Preslon, but still feel like you are with
yeah.
the other people. Or just feel really lonely because everyone's out there looking cute and like being with their squads or something. you know, it can go either way.
Yeah, that's very true.
But yeah, I like that as a concept, being like doing your own, like being autonomous is, as like yourself, and mm-hmm. but then also being involved in like with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's not gonna segue very well into whatever I'm gonna play next. But you know, we try.
We try.
The next song is a recommendation from a friend who is in London, who's like been tuning in pretty faithfully. So thank you. I don't think she's listening right now, but you know, thank you anyway. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Heard April Come She Will by Simon Garfunkel. Yeah, always a song that gives me a good soft feeling. I don't know about you. Yeah,
very breakfast in bed.
Yeah, or also just like it's a song for many seasons and many moons, even though it specifically says April, because in the song they mention every month. So it's okay.
Oh.
You know.
That's cool.
Yeah. What were we gonna We're
going to
do a PSA?
Yeah, we are going to do a PSA. Okay. So today's PSA, I've actually been feeling this a little bit more because I'm without my bike for a few days because I left it at work. So today's PSA is about public transit versus walking. Yeah. So if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too, though that's kind of questionable. If you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll just get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I miss walking, actually.
Yeah.
Because I have a bike this semester, and it's like my long lost love, to be very honest with you. I'm totally enamored with it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I've always been like, you know, a bike's great, but it's not going to change my life. But I feel like you are kind of selling it to me.
Yeah. So I have not been walking very much. So, but walking is nice. It gives you an actual kind of vehicle to your destination. I don't know, not vehicle, but there's a process. Whereas biking, I enjoy it too, but it is a lot faster.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved walking, especially here. I think I do a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's there have been days when I just don't get out and walk and it feels bad. And someone has told me that I have a movement-based ontology, which is such an interesting thing to say. It's because I was telling him that I don't like waiting for things. Like, I don't like waiting for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather be even if it's a slower moving bus, I'd rather be on a slower moving bus or a slower moving train, because I just like being in motion, and like, even if it's not actually that efficient, I just like the feeling of going somewhere. I'd rather walk somewhere than wait for the bus.
Right.
Like, that's like a movement based ontology. And I think it sounds fake, but okay.
yeah.
But good to think about.
Yeah. Do you prefer buses to trains? I guess it depends on the speed. That's kind of what you're saying.
Oh, no, I actually prefer buses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess also in part because of the movement-based ontology. Because I think trains are less movement than buses are.
Yeah.
Like, I think in buses, you get a clearer sense of the movement. And you also get, a clearer sense of, the distance that you're crossing as opposed to a train, which sort of, disappears that distance.
Yeah.
Same with planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why people love road trips, because you get the sense of the distance that you're passing. And there's something very significant about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have more to say, but we should also play music.
Oh yeah, totally. Please. You do you.
Cool. So the next song that I'm gonna play is called "All" by Cherub and Natalie Prass. I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you.
were so smart then, in your jacket and coat, my softest red scarf warming your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose, and I never love England more than when covered in snow. But a friend of mine says it's good to hear that you believe in love, even if set in fear. Well, I hold you there, brother, and sit you straight. I only believe true love is frail and willing to break. I will come back here, bring me back when I'm old. I want you lay here forever in the cold. I might be cold, but I'm just skin and bones, and I never love England more than when covered in snow. I wrote my name in your book, only God knows why. And I bet you that he cracked a smile. And I'm clearing all the crap out of my room, trying desperately to figure out what it is that makes me blue. And I wrote an epic letter to you, and it's 22 pages front and back, but it's too good to be used. And I try to be a girl who likes to be used. I'm too good for that. There's a mind under this hat, and I called them all and told them I've got to move. I'm out now, it's too hard. I'm on my own, it's too hard. Feel like running, feel like running, run it all. Softest red scarf warm in your throat. Winter will leave us, left the end of my nose. A goodbye, old England, until next year.
phone just to see your vision clear.
To Walk Around in Your Mind by Busty Bunyan. I feel like I'm mispronouncing their name.
Anyway. Yeah. And the song played before that was Valentine by Jessie Ware and Sampha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I've heard it.
It's a powerful combination.
Yeah. You've definitely introduced me to that one.
Yeah, I really like them. I like them a lot individually, so this song was like, it's great. So we are going to be playing our last song soon. So thank you so much for sticking with us and tuning in.
Yeah, you should stick around for Mike and Mike to follow. You know.
Yeah.
Great one.
We're gonna go crazy, you guys.
We'll be here.
I love it. All aboard.
Yeah.
Great. So yeah, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 of Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song that we'll be playing is Kind and Generous by Natalie Merchant.
Yeah.
So
enjoy your weekend, everyone.